Could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Philip Swigert. I'm 18. I'm going to the University of Virginia in August. I've lived overseas for most of my life.
And can you tell where that is?
I've lived for 14 years in the Sultanate of Oman.
Wow.
And also 2 years in Jordan as well before that.
Okay. Can you talk about what you'd like to major in?
I'm going to double major because I have a number of AP credits. And I like to major in Middle East studies as well as another major I'll decide when I get there.
If you had a dream job, what would that look like?
A dream job. Sometimes I've thought of working for like a Christian development NGO in the Middle East in a place like Lebanon or maybe another poor country like Egypt or Syria or even Yemen. Basically, if I could do either translating work, interpreting, or if I could actually be involved in basically helping the poor in countries like that, whether it's aid or development work or microcredit, basically any of that.
Sounds good, and I'm assuming you speak Arabic pretty well?
Yes, I do. I'm not fluent. It takes a bit longer.
Yeah.
It takes many years to get fluent in Arabic.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure living amidst them probably helped a little.
Yes, it has helped a lot.
Do you find that there's a lot of differences between Arabic in Jordan and in other parts of the Middle East?
Yes, there is a big difference. I can't understand Arabic from Egypt and westward.
Wow. I had no idea. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how you gained an interest in the different dream jobs that you're thinking about?
Well, last summer I volunteered at a English language teaching center in Lebanon that also dealt a little bit with microcredit and things like that. Obviously, I was just teaching English and tutoring English there. It's a very informal setting, but it's interesting to see just the way society was there. It was, you had two different tiers of society. You had the Lebanese and you had the Palestinians, and both were poor. And just both needed, you know, the gospel, basically.
Right.
That would be the perfect answer, but...
Right.
They're just very needy people down there.
Right. They need somebody to come and help them figure out how to do this, huh?
Yeah. And just some other places I've been, like... I recently went to Ethiopia. That was a couple weeks back. And one of the poorest countries in the world.
Right.
And just to see the kind of suffering people are going through there.
Right. I think it is a very needy world, and if you can figure out a way to help it, boy, that would be a strategic and important thing to do. Can you talk about how long you've been homeschooled?
I was homeschooled from kindergarten, basically from the start of my school.
And can you talk about your experience? Was it good, bad, and different?
Well, it was, I'd say it was an excellent experience. Towards the end, it was difficult, simply because there weren't a lot of other homeschooled kids my age in my area.
Right.
There were none, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But, yeah, it was hard sometimes. Like, my mom's very good at getting me to do my work.
Which is good.
Yes, it's very good. But it's also quite frustrating sometimes, I have to admit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, things like writing. I've been told that I'm a strong writer, but I wouldn't have gotten that way if my mom hadn't forced me to do my writing assignments when I was in third grade and fourth grade and when I was younger and I didn't want to do them.
No, they're the hardest thing because it's kind of coming outside of yourself to talk about things that are outside of who you are and what you're thinking about. So, yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the things that were valuable from your homeschooling experience? What did you enjoy about it?
I enjoyed a lot of the books. I went to school, an international school, for the last 2 years of my high school.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't read as many books as we read in sunlight, basically.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Not nearly as many.
Huh.
That's what I really missed. In fact, I kept up with the sunlight reading list while I was in school simply because that was the only real reading material I had besides a few books they gave me. But
yeah. So the books, were there any other things that were positive about being homeschooled?
Well, when there are other people around you that are homeschooled, there tends to be a really tight community.
Right.
For a while, we had a few families. There was a diplomat family in Oman who homeschooled, and some other families that homeschooled as well. And while it lasted, it was very good.
Yeah.
I built some strong friendships that I still have today.
That's good. I can see where that would be really challenging to do it all on your own with no support around. Can you talk about some of your biggest accomplishments of the recent past?
Biggest accomplishments? In what area? In any area?
I don't care. Pick an area.
Well, I guess finishing high school.
That's
but
one
other
of them.
Than that, I'll pick something else. Well, I just say most of my accomplishments are not defined by a single event. It's more of a work in progress. Like in my Christian life, just learning different virtues and disciplines like patience and learning to pray, things like that. I can't point to an exact accomplishment. I mean, there are things that have helped me along the way, but I haven't reached an end there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course I do. And I think if you're growing in your spiritual walk, that's a good thing. I think you could probably list as an accomplishment the work that you did in Lebanon. That's probably a strategic and significant thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, Lebanon, that really opened my eyes to a lot of things, living there.
Yeah. And you went by yourself, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, I did.
Right. So going to a new country and trying something new, you could write those all down. That would all be...
Yeah. Do you want me to expound on my Lebanon trip? Or?
If you would. I'd be interested.
It was originally a Bedouin society.
Lebanon was. Wow.
Well, just the culture there, the Arab culture that's
right.
In Lebanon at this point. They have other influences there as well, but just this Arab Bedouin mentality of basically turf, you know, you control your wells so that you can get water for your animals.
Right.
And so the basic unit is the family, the extended family, and everyone looks out for each other and defends what they have against everyone else. It makes for a very tribal society. That was in Oman as well, but in Lebanon it was more evident because there wasn't a strong leader to hold the whole country together, hold the different factions together. Just living in that society was, well, for one thing, it meant that there was a lot of factionalism even on like a day-to-day basis. Our English classes were an accomplishment in that they united people from these different factions, and we taught them in the same class. You'd have a Palestinian, you'd have a Lebanese Sunni, you'd have a Lebanese Shiite, and there weren't very many Christians in the area, so I don't think we had any Christian students, but just to be able to teach all those people in one class,
wow.
That was... And just they got along, you know. It wasn't difficult at all, but you're just surprised that it would happen like that.
Right. So even coming up with strategies on how to unite the different people could be a challenge, couldn't it? A challenging role.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're on an interesting and could be very successful journey as you move forward in those areas.
Hopefully.
Yeah, may it be so. Can you talk about some things that you're passionate about?
I'd say I'm passionate about music.
Interesting. Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I play the guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I could practice for hours every day if that's all I did.
And do you write your own music too?
I try, but I don't think I'm that musically talented.
Okay.
I try though.
That's good. Do you have an opportunity to lead worship, or how do you use your musical interests?
I have led worship in the past, but that's a long story.
Okay.
I don't plan on leading in the future. I still enjoy worship songs.
Right.
But it's not something that I think I'm going to continue to do. I could continue to do it, but recently my family became Eastern Orthodox.
Okay.
And they don't really use worship instruments there in their churches.
Right. Well, that's a change point for you. So you do more classical pieces?
Some classical pieces. For electric guitar, I also play electric as well as acoustic. And there are a couple of professors at University of California, Berkeley, at least I think there were professors there at one point. They're instrumental guitarists, some of the best guitarists in the world. And I like to listen to their stuff and try to imitate it.
That sounds good. May you have good success as you work in that. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and two sisters, all younger than me.
Okay. And can you describe your relationship with your siblings?
I'd say with my brother, he's a very outgoing person, whereas I'm a bit more reserved than he is. So sometimes we get into arguments because, you know, he wants to spend time with me and I want to spend time doing something else, but I try. I get along with him really well, despite
well,
that.
let's leave it at that, yeah? Do you think homeschooling had an influence on how you get along with your siblings?
I don't think so, because I wasn't schooled with them, because my brother is 4 years younger than me.
Okay.
So it's quite an age gap, so I don't think homeschooling had a major impact on my relationship to them. Although I did teach them sometimes when my mom was too busy. You know, she has four kids, her hands are full sometimes.
Right. Do you think, though, just being around each other, maybe you learned to get along in certain ways, or no?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Just having the time maybe could have had an impact on that?
Yeah.
I think so. So you did some teaching. What kind of teaching did you do?
Mostly when they were younger, second, third grade, math, science, things like that, from the Sunlight curriculum.
Yeah, well, good.
That's what we had.
Can you talk about some ways that your parents tailored your homeschooling adventure to meet who you are?
You know, I wasn't really a part of that when they were doing it.
Okay.
I'd say they focused a lot on the literature aspect, literature and historical aspect. You know, that's the core of Sunlight, pretty
right,
much.
Right, right. And do you like history and reading, or no?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I like it very much.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather read than eat, and I love to eat.
Yeah.
Can you talk about homeschooling? Has it had any impact on your faith or your interest in other cultures of the world?
Well, in a very indirect way, it has a huge impact on my faith. When I was 13 or 14, we did the Sunlight Year 8 Corps. I don't know if it's still called that, but it was at that time it was church history.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very interesting year, because we were also back in the States for a year, taking a break from being overseas. And it interested my parents more than it interested me. A lot of it went over my head, I'd say. A lot of the ideas were just too much for me at that point. But my parents started reading all this church history, and that was what interested them in Eastern Orthodoxy, which is what we are now. So it has a big impact, yeah. It's just basically making us think through things more, if you know what I mean.
Right, of course.
So, yeah. What was the rest of the question
well,
you asked?
Has it prepared you in any way to view other cultures or impact on the world, other beliefs?
Well, a lot of that has been from living overseas. Yeah, it certainly has helped. Basically, anything that develops your thinking processes helps in that respect.
That's good. Can you talk about some ways you've been able to serve others?
Well, there are youth mission trips from the Expatriate Church in Oman. They sent one to India when I was 13, and I went on that. It was my first experience, really, serving someone in a different country.
How was that?
It was interesting. My dad came along because I was so young.
Yeah, 13, yeah.
Yeah, I was the youngest person on the trip. I must have been pretty annoying to some older kids. But no, it was interesting. We painted a lot of blackboards at a school. They don't actually have proper blackboards. I think it was a school for girls, for slum girls,
mm-hmm.
in southern Bangalore.
Wow.
And yeah, it was quite an eye-opening experience. We also visited some of the slums.
Yeah.
I still remember.
Yeah, I believe it. Life-changing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you talk about your life purpose? At the end of your life, what would you like to look back and say, this is what I've accomplished with my life?
That's a difficult question.
Yeah. We don't believe in making it easy for you.
Well, at the end of my life, I'd like to say that two different things, repentance for my many shortcomings and faults, and as well as that, I'd like to say that I have a certain joy that I don't know. It's difficult for me to say it. Basically, that I hate to say, you know, oh, that I've pleased God, of course. I like to look back and say that I've been a good person, you know, but you can never look back in your life and say that, okay, I'm a good person because I've done this, this, and this. Life isn't like that.
No.
But it's difficult for me to say.
Yeah. Can you talk about your relationship with your parents?
My relationship with my parents is really good. I tell them everything that happens to me.
And do you think it's because you've been homeschooled, or is it just because they're terrific people? Or both?
Well, both. I'd say it's helped that I'm homeschooled, probably. I don't know, because I didn't go to school, so I wouldn't know what would have happened if I'd gone to school. But from what I see around me, I'd say that being homeschooled played a big part in that, simply because my mom was a bigger part of my life than my dad. Early on, I talked to them about my ideas and bounced them off of them, sort of the things I noticed from reading and things, you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, I think that there's a definite relationship that happens, and hopefully a chance to speak into each other's lives the things that you're thinking about. And I think I hear that that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Do you feel like you've been prepared for your next step in education?
I think so. I'm ready to go on. I'm ready to go to university and expand my horizons. Basically, I feel like I could keep on talking to my parents about the ideas I have. And I do want to do that. But I also want to bounce them off other people that are completely different. Yeah, I get a completely different response than I would get from my parents.
I think that's a healthy place to be.
Yeah.
Can you talk about two or three things that are important in your life?
Basically, my family and the church community that I'm going to be a part of here in the Virginia area. I've already met them. I've been to the church a couple of weeks. They're basically going to be my new family for 4 years while my parents are overseas.
Wow.
And then third most important thing would be just never choosing the easy way out. There's a Switchfoot song. I don't know if you've heard of the Christian group Switchfoot.
Yeah.
I have one particular song that I really like. It's called Burnout Bright. And basically the singer's saying, he's singing that he wants his life to be a light, and he wants it to be a light all the way through to the end. He doesn't want to just sell out to whatever impulse he has. Basically, to discipline yourself, to take the hard way in everything. Even if it's not necessary, you know, like something like fasting. Food isn't wrong, but if you deny yourself, then it'll train you to deny things that are sinful, and train you to choose things that are good, that are often a lot harder.
I think that's a message for all of us. May we all finish strongly. And I love that, burn out brightly. May it be so. And here's the final question. If you could change one thing about the world, what would it be?
Only one thing?
You can give me as many as you want.
Well, the world is people, and I can hardly say I'm trying to change people. I'm personally trying to change people, or that I would want to see them changed, and that's God's work. But if I could change one thing in the world, I thought about it. I thought maybe, you know, we could change culture. Everyone speaks the same languages from the same culture, and then, you know, we'd get along better. But, you know, it's still human nature. I thought about the question. Then again, it's difficult to say I wouldn't change anything because there's so much suffering going on.
Right.
Change myself, I guess. The best I can do.
Well, may you have good success in that. And I think we all want to grow and mature and become all the people God's made us to be.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Philip, for taking this time. And I so appreciate your heart and your desire to pursue God wholeheartedly. May you have good success as you go off to school. May you gain a clear vision of what God has uniquely called you and created you to be. And may you go forward and just be a mighty warrior for Him. May you burn out brightly.
Thanks.
No, thank you. And have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.